from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who's found himself in a pod pack. And you know what that means. If you're a, you know, you got to run with the pack. I would be in a pack of lambs, maybe, or sheep, or pillows. I'd be in a pack of pillows. But it's time for Sleep With Me podcast to put you to sleep. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions, so we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
All right, hey, you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. And all you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. And what perchance, I like to say that every once in a while, what perchance is the rest Petruglio, that's my favorite faux Shakespearean character. Our buddy Petruglio. Petruglio aside, what I'm going to do is try to create a safe place. That's perchance. Not even perchance. That's what I'm going to... I don't even know what perchance... To perchance a dream. I don't know. So let me go into, you know, I got to get right out of Shakespearean speak because I'm not good at it. What I'm going to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever it is that's been keeping you up, whether you're thinking about stuff, feeling stuff, you got a change or a break in your routine, you're going through something, you know, noises, whatever it is, I'm going to try to distract you from that. And what I'm going to do is send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. Pointless meanders, leisurely pace. Or I'm going to attempt a leisurely pace. If you knew what was going on, my internal existence is, there's nothing leisurely about me. This podcast, so I don't know, I'm able to find that leisurely place. And that's kind of what works. It's not just, I don't know, this isn't just something I do. I don't know, I guess I hear this thing becoming. Like, I can't even think of an example now. It feels like that's like the name of a painting, like woman becoming, you know, sunset becoming. I don't know what it means, but this podcast making it, I think that even though it doesn't, it says this is a little bit of a scooter becoming. But I guess that's confusing. If you're new here, this is what I'm going to try to do, is create a safe place, send my voice across the deep, dark night. Those are the two things I think I actually communicated in the last 2 minutes. And I'm going to try to be your companion. I'm going to try to take your hand and, you know, take your mind off of stuff, but also escort you across the threshold from wake to sleep. I don't know if I'm distracted. I don't know. That's what I do here. I'm going to use story-like techniques. Tonight's our ongoing serial story, Get Bissos. But some people fall asleep during the intro. Some people fall asleep at random moments. Some people go listen to the story, and some people listen all the way through. And part of it is, I've been saying this every once in a while lately, this podcast is not a sleep solution. It's a kind of a sleep offering becoming to talk about. And that's not even good nonsensical. It's just confusing. But I don't know if I ever talked about this art class. I'm a very messy person. I'm not skilled with anything involving my hands, long story, but and then anything involving glue or art or design, my mind just doesn't work that way. But I remember at some point, I liked my art teacher in high school. I had a great affinity for her. You know, thinking about it, she was probably one of the few nuns I got along with. I think she was a nun. I think her name was Sister Joelle. Not positive about that. But she didn't seem to pay me any mind as far as that I was messy. I wasn't much of an artist, but I loved naming paintings or naming. So that's, I guess, where the LS becoming's coming from. You know, the seed was planted back then. I didn't care if I had a decent piece of art as long as I had a decent name for my cruddy piece of art. And it's not, it is judgmental, but it's just, I'm not a physical artist. It's just a fact. I mean, unless you really want to dial it down, you say, well, you're sculpting sound waves, Scoots. And I'd say, oh boy, who are you? I like your style. That's, I never met you before. You must be in my brain, but yeah, I'm a sound wave sculptor. But, other than that, I guess I'm a creaky, I do that on the creaky end of things. But I love naming paintings or drawings, collages. I try to name, you know, but that's a personal thing. You really don't want, or other kids in my class, they didn't really want me naming their art. I mean, even though, just be honest, they could have used it. I mean, no offense, but, you know, sailboat on a rainy day just ain't doing it, you know. I mean, if it was doing it, you know, the art would have already done it for you. I mean, unless it's like it has no sailboat or no rain, then it says, that's what I, you know, that's when I'd bust out sailboat on a rainy day. You know, there's no coalescing going on with this intro. Usually the intro starts to coalesce around some sort of metaphor. But the metaphors are slow coming tonight. But basically, this is a podcast. If you're first few times here, I'm your boyfriend. And instead of naming paintings or rambling incoherently, I'm going to try to ramble around a story. But you don't need to. Oh, that was what I was saying. Sleep offering before I got distracted. But yeah, so you don't really have to pay any strict attention. There's no active listening here. Couldn't even call it. I call it reflective listening. You know, just let my words bounce off your eardrums. You know, your mind can process things, but you say, "Well, geez, he says he's a sculptor of something, sound waves, which technically we all are." But he is kind of good at coming up to that title. You know, whatever he called himself that he already forgot. Scooter, sound wave sculptor. I think it was a little bit better than that, but, you know, I'm going to try to take your mind off. So, but what I mean when I say sleep offering is, you know, you don't have to fall asleep. You're under no pressure to listen to me, but you're also under no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be giving it my best, to give you this little story and, called Get Bezos. We're in the middle of it. It'll be mildly humorous, mildly entertaining. It'll have some, you know, familiar, well, I don't know if there's any familiar, there's familiar elements. So if you can't sleep right away, you know, just listen, but know, hey, also you don't got to remember anything. And there won't be any super twists that you're like, oh boy, I can't believe I missed that yesterday. You know, because if there were still water coolers at work, one, if freaking any jobs would pay for freaking water, and two, you hung out at the water cooler at work. And three, you brought up Scooter and sleep with me. You know, I'd appreciate it. It'd be great. But probably the most engaged look you'd get would be from the water cooler. You know, it'd say, glub, glub. You say, oh, you like Scooter too. Because the rest of your coworkers, you'd say, hey, did you catch what Scooter was talking about last night? And most of them say, Scooter, you mean the Muppet Show? It's back on again. Great. What did Scooter do? And someone would say, who's Scooter? Is he the, no, that's Fozzie. Okay, is he the one that paid? Nope, that's, I forgot his name. Rolf or Ralph? Rolf. And then someone else would be, is Miss Piggy and Kermit? I heard of Miss Piggy and Kermit broke up. And then someone would say, and you'd be wanting to, well, not that Scooter, but that'd be okay. Just let it drop and protect you. You know, protect you. You don't got to. Or if there was a fantasy world where everyone listened to my podcast and you said, hey, what was Scooter talking about last night? That would be a killer joke. Because if everyone did listen to the podcast, they would crack up. They'd be like, you know, no idea. A chewing gum on a Ferris wheel. No. Jumping over puddles. Man, no, he was talking about becoming. Oh, that makes sense. Anyway, back to the glub glub. You say, man, it's so nice we have a job with water cooler. Glub glub. So, I went on a tangent, water cooler tangent there. So, yeah, you don't have to listen to me, you don't have to remember. But if you can't sleep, I'll be here. I'm your boyfriend, so I'm going to be giving it my all to keep you company here in the deep, dark night. But because this isn't a sleep solution, there's no shoulds, you know, just drift off whenever you can. If this is your first few times here and you've gotten this far and you're still on the fence, give it a couple tries. But yeah, I do drive a certain And it's, there's no shame in it. I drive people, a certain percentage of people nuts. I get on their nerves. So if I get on your nerves, I'd say give it a few tries because there is a, I do, you know, I also grow on people, you know, hey, so what do you think? Get on your nerves now, I might grow on you later. So stick around, huh? Glub, glubbity, glub. Like, see, who doesn't love water cooler humor? Say, wait, were those were jokes? And I say, well, they were jokey. So, yeah, you can fall asleep whenever you want. You don't have to remember, but, you know, I'll be here. That's my thing. I really want to keep you company here and help you fall asleep and drift off. But whenever it happens, you know, we don't need to force anything here because I'll be here for an hour total. And you can always put it on or whatever. And to be honest, I've been working on this show now for a few years. And now I'm trying to slow down because that's one thing I say, okay, remember to slow down a little bit even more. But I think the shows are slowly getting better and better. So I hope it helps you. And I know if this is a skeptical thing, if you heard about this from somewhere. So I appreciate you giving it a try. I really hope it can help you fall asleep. Yeah, because that's what I desire. I yearn to carry you off into dreamland with my silly little stories. You know, my glubbity glubs and my glubbity glub glub glubbiters. I don't know what a glubbiter is. Glubbity glub. I can't get this. I think maybe I should partner up with a water cooler. And you say, hey, Scooter's? Scooter's got a co-host now. Yeah, water cooler. And they're also best friends. And you say, well, geez, who's the, then you could make, think all the jokes you guys could make, you know, about that. And you say, well, only one of them has any personality. I mean, what would make the water cool? Think about how that would be the happiest water cooler on Earth, probably. Except for all the water coolers that are in cool places, like the one in Muskie's office. Well, every water cooler at Tesla is probably pretty, theme parks might not be. White House, that would be probably a pretty good place to be a water cooler, too. So anyway, that's it. I'm glad you're here. I appreciate you stopping by, and I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks. All right, housekeeping. We're on web, www.sleepwithmepodcast.com. Older episodes can be found there. You can comment on the website. You can email me feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. You can get me on Twitter at Dear Scooter or on Facebook at Sleep With Me Podcast. If you want to help out the show, support the show, go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/patron. I want to thank Chris Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful, who does the theme music and edited this episode. I want to thank Scotty and Jennifer on our artwork. I want to thank Jonathan Mann on our lullabies. There's a Facebook group that a lot of listeners to this podcast, a couple of listeners started it, a lot of listeners hang out there. And it's a real nice place. It's sleepwithmepodcast.com/nods. NODS. I want to thank our moderators, Alexandra Laura, Lie to Lie, Jennifer B., Julie C., and that is it. Let's get on to the show.
Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome to another episode of Get Bezos, the tale of Richard Warren Sears and James Cash Pennies. Originally season one, they were in purgatory. Two retail titans escaped purgatory. Because Richard Warren was irritated with Jeff Bezos, founder of Amazon.com, who they felt ruined their retail empires. They headed to Earth to exact some sort of unspecified vengeance on this Jeff. And after a lot of sleepy episodes, they actually kind of learned to work together, the three of them. And somehow, kind of forget now, it's a little vague, but they ended up in hell, H-E double hockey six. Somehow they had to save hell. The original hell was got shut down, probably, I think, due to their tampering. But don't worry, they got everybody out of there, just in case you were worried. You know, if that's at the top of your list, you say, oh no, don't ruin that place. They fit your wish. So they moved everybody to a place, they restarted it. They called it Hell 2.0. And this was at the end of season, last season. Then interim, in between seasons, I don't know what you call that, but they just said, hey, let's really get this hell going. So it helps the humans that are alive, which is a great idea, guys. And so their idea was to, you know, kind of use the guardian angel idea with these, the hell residents, the hell, the people that were serving time there, whatever you want to call it. So they sent everybody out to pair up with a human being. End up, that didn't work. It crashed, you know, details aren't important, but it crashed the human population. No one, nothing happened. They just, they had to de-exist everybody. That was how they fixed that. Also probably did some damage. If what we've done to the planet wasn't enough, that kind of, you know, push that along faster. So the planet was in rough shape. Population had crashed, but hey, it worked out because there was this one vestige of civilization. I'm guessing in a Mediterranean climate, I'm guessing somewhere, I'm thinking Central South America, but that's not, I'm not positive where the civilization is. The civilization over, now time speeds up here, over time, developed into this wonderful place, you know, the last place on Earth, probably, maybe. This is a limited story. And it ends up, this place is a near utopia. Now, if you're running hell, you crash the human population. So that gets, and you emptied it out. And then everyone that emptied out, and those were all de-existed. So you can't get those people back. Being de-existed is just like it sounds, you know. And then there's a near utopia. That means no one's coming in, you know, near utopia. As far as I could tell, say, well, geez, you're not getting, you're doing great. You know, that's a human, peak human, I guess. So then, once again, hell had problems, if they didn't already, you know. And a word came down from the heaven now, or heavenly place. Now, also, if you're having any faith, or you're saying, well, geez, which belief system is this, Scoots? I say, hold on, let me chuckle, because I'm not sure. It's a fiction. It's a interfictional, interdenominational fictional. But just this is to applies to anything. The almighty spiritual being was on a sabbatical this whole time. So just in case you're getting a little like, wait a second, what? That's the answer. Like, go ahead. Take a second. Think about your question. Okay. And then here's the answer. Spiritual beings on sabbatical. See? That answers your question, right? You say, well, it doesn't make any sense. I said, yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And then so you get it. Well, I don't know how long. Maybe that would help with your answer. And then if you're still insistent, say, well, when they get back, I'll ask them, I'll give them your question, but they're on sabbatical now, so I can't get it answered right this second. But so while the superior, supreme all being was on sabbatical, the ruling council of angels said, hey, let's just get rid of this hell. Then they realized, well, geez, this really looks bad, because look at, the humanity crashed. So more recently, they said, let's just get rid of this whole Earth. I guess they got backups, you know. We're not the only game in town, we're the only game. But, you know, just like the smarter people say, there's all those other rocks out there. Some of them got life on it. Maybe, again, you know, put it in the post-sabbatical question box. Where was I? So the angels, they said, let's just get rid of this whole earth situation, hell and, you know, the live stuff. We'll de-exist it, and then they'll just be like, sorry, let's just call it God right now. Sorry, God, we pressed the wrong button there. Big mistake. Jenkins, you know, we got rid of Jenkins, so it was all on Jenkins. That's what they're hoping for, you know. So they must have a little bit of human in them, too, or a little bit of Scooter, which they do, and for, you know. But so Jeff Bezos, Richard Warren Sears, James Cashman, they love humanity. And they gained a closeness with the workers of hell. So as we catch up with the story, or try to catch up with it, they're doing their darndest, or their damnedest, I guess, if you'd say, pardon the pun, if that's a pun, I don't know, to save hell and humanity. And also say, hey, let's see, can't we get any humans down here? What's going on with this utopia? Is it really a utopia, or is it a cover-up? And so they sent Richard Warren Sears and James Cashpenny to get in there and figure that out. So far, they haven't done a great job of that, or to like kind of do some sort of sabotage, you know, and say, you know, who doesn't love, I think that was Richard Warren Sears. He had this play he's working on, and I think that's what he thought. He'd get some propaganda going, just like in the movie Pinocchio, and then everyone would lose their marbles a little bit. But it's just get specific where we last left off. They had, so Richard Warren Sears has this play he's working on, you know, trying to pitch a sin-based propaganda called A Case for Sin, I believe. James Cashmany's trying to figure out other solutions. But to buy time, they tried to lie to the angels and say that God's attending Richard Warren Sears' play. I don't know how that worked out. I think that's all. I mean, there's other specific stuff, but you'll figure it out. You're an intelligent person. Just kick back. Here's the essential story components. Maybe I should do this. Richard Warren Sears and James Cashpenny are best friends. Richard Warren Sears is kind of, you know, he's one of these rich guys. James Cashpenny, he's a little more charismatic, but still kind of a detached rich guy. I'll tell you one thing. One of the two of them has a heart of gold. I don't know if both of them do. Jeff Bezos comes across great, just in case anybody's listening, but, and I'm not kidding, so far in both. He's a relatable. So if you're looking for a relatable character, well, James, you know, look no further than this tale. Oh, boy. Oh, but I think I was doing essential story points. Right now, yeah, they got this, like, this society, this utopia. They're trying to figure out, like, a holiday, because you either choose to be there or you don't. And they were working on that and lying to the angels, working on the play. Did I tell you Richard Warren Sears and James Cashman, they're best friends, and they're trying to fix everything. How about that? Let's get to another episode of Kip Essos. Hiya. Well, hello, everyone. This is your narrator again. Welcome to another episode of Kip Essos. I think that Podman just said that, but glad to have you back here. And without much ado or buildup, we're back in a little place called Help 2.0. And when we last left there, well, we're back here in a non-linear thing where, you know, someone that wrote it in a way that where they said, come on, just do you, I guess this is supposed to be, I'm supposed to be a rising tide narrator, but I have a bit of a short fusion. Because this poor pod guy, actually, he said, he really got mad because he said, hey, just for one time I wanted a narrator that would just do straight narration. You know, no personalities injected into the narrative form. I don't know. And I said, you're using words you don't know the meaning of. And he said, that won't correct me in all this. And I said, well, then write it that way, my friend. I just narrate what unfolds in front of me. And what's unfolding in front of me now is he just peeked in here and glared at me. But what peeked in here just now, I mean, what we're peeking at is a little place called Hell 2.0. We had been there not long ago. And our buddy Skiffy, Flayglass, a.k.a. Plate Glass, as they call him, had shot up to heaven, to a little heavenly nightclub. Did I just sound like Casey Kasem there when I said a little heavenly nightclub? Did you hear that, everybody? Maybe I can't. Maybe I can, because maybe the tide's rising for me. A little heavenly nightclub. Does anybody still know who Casey Kasem is? A little heavenly nightclub. Maybe I did. Maybe I just heard it that one time. But we were in a little heavenly nightclub. Called a place, a quiet, I don't know what it was called, a quiet corner in heaven or something. Or maybe it was called a little heavenly nightclub. And then Flagelas went there with an invitation for his lovely Megaria, Megs, who's dating a brawny type angel. And it was an invitation to RW's play that said God was going to be in attendance. It was a plant. And he made a big show and he invited her and the angels got in all sorts of a tizzy. And then he got out and returned to Hell 2.0. But we don't see him now. We just see Jif. And Jif's like scrubbing dirt, I guess, like he's covering tracks or something. I don't know. We're at a distance. We're swooping in here. Oh, and they're running across a little plane. It is our buddy, Plate Glass. He's breathless. He's running towards Jif. So let's get in there and see what's happening. What do you say?
Oh, Jif. It's me.
Okay, come on, Skiffy. Calm down. Just take a few breaths. You're running there.
Oh, Jif, I can't find... I forgot what you told me to do.
Okay, Skiffy, I need you to go back. Remember I told you to hide.
Oh, yes, Jif, I wanted to ask you, do you think Megaria is going to come? Do you think the angels are coming?
Well, I assume they're coming. I've thought about it a lot, and I think they're going to come here. And they're going to come looking for you. Or they're watching us. But anyway, I need you to hide, and ideally they're not listening in right now. I don't know, they're not all powerful. That's what I always have to assume. And the fact that you made it back here kind of tells me that. So she was dating a brawny angel, you said, just like the... Did you have paper towels? Do you know what paper towels are?
Oh, Jif, remember you told me, why can't you get any paper towels when I spilled the juice?
Oh, yeah, the last lemonade in existence that you spilled.
Oh, sorry, Jif.
Okay, well, anyway, you need to go hide. See, so I just wonder about these. So there's dates. This sounds very Roman. So the angels are dating former employees of hell. That doesn't seem, you know, I had, at my company, I had very strict rules about fraternizing. And I want people to be treated with dignity and respect, you know, but also I don't want any workplace distractions. But it's also impossible to stop. I guess it's impossible to stop even there. I guess I can't start to think about the meanings of all those things. But brawny angels, I wonder if that'll probably be... I wish I could get up there and gather some data. And all the questions I've asked you, you've kind of always turned back to Megaria and your relationship. But the angels are coming. So what they need you to do, remember I told you to get into, remember that retention basin that we relocated all the Sullen where you used to work? You're staring at me like you don't understand.
Oh, I was just thinking of Megs and the brawny.
Okay, well, you can think about that when you're hiding. Remember, we had the retention basin. And what happened was once all the Sullen, because that was molten lead, you know, because all the Sullen were in there. And once we emptied them out to go help out at Earth, which didn't, you know, the Sullen were some, there's, but it, so the top of that retention basin is solid lead. But underneath, the way it cooled, because all of them were under there, it's hollow under there. So I need you to go into that retention basin and just hide down there. And actually, that's one of my thinking places where, because it's all lead. And it's just, it's kind of like going into a cave, but it's not, and it's lead. And I don't think, I'm just guessing the Superman myth is somehow, I don't think Superman could see through lead. So just go and hide in there, okay?
Okay, Jeff, I'll go there.
And actually, you might even find something. You could pretend, I mean, that was where you used to skiff around. So maybe instead of skiffing, you could walk around or crawl around and pretend you're skiffing around with the Sullen, even though there's no Sullen in there. But you could pretend. Okay, just go hide, please, because the angels could show up at any second.
Okay, Jeff, I'll go hide. Thank you.
Okay, so he's gone. Okay, so I think it's okay, Jeff. Time, it's game time, I guess. So I wonder what these angels, I just love to know. I mean, I was afraid to ask him if he thinks Megaria and that angel are relating with each other, if that goes on. And I said, geez, who's in charge? They say, I think this council of angels. I just don't know if that's, you know, how they do all this stuff. Oh, here, I feel the air vibrating. They're coming. Maybe I should have, oh, wait, they ended up, what is that? Okay, they do have wings. I wonder why they didn't fly in here. That would have been intimidating. They just kind of, they're walking across this plane towards me. There's the brawny man in the back. He's much bigger than these other angels. And okay, that's a woman there. She's clearly in the lead. And then there's a man at her right and a woman at her left, and then the brawny man in back. So four angels. And Jeff, you know the truth of everything, so all you have to do is tell the truth. As oh, here they come. Hello. Hello, everybody. Hi. Hi, angels. How you doing? Excuse us, Mr. Jeff. Where is Phlegalos? Phlegalos, I haven't seen him for like 2 weeks. Phlegalos, he's the one obsessed with skiffing, correct?
Yes, Mr. Jeff. What's your name?
My name is Regina, Mr. Jeff.
And we need to know where Phlegalos is. Look around and see if you can locate him.
You can't just walk around here. This is hell. No angels allowed, you know.
Well, you're about to be shut down, Jeff.
Well, we may be shut down. But it is still, you know, just because, you know, we're working on some new things. And I just can't have you walking around. This is my workplace. And you're just going to bust in here? I don't even know. What do you want with Phlegalos?
Mr. Phlegalos made an unauthorized visit to heaven. And we have a feeling you have something to do with it, Mr. Bessos. Randy, why don't you talk to him?
Hey, my name's Randy. Jeff. Where's that guy, Phlegalos? He's coming around with this Blaze stuff.
Well, hi, Randy. I like that flannel. Does it get chilly up there in heaven?
Huh. It's funny. You're a funny guy.
Well, no, I'm not being funny. I said you're wearing flannel in Earth. You know, I lived in the Pacific Northwest. Now, that's a flannel-friendly place. Have you been to the Pacific Northwest?
Jeff Guy's got a lot of questions. What's Phlegalos, I asked you.
He's around. I don't know. This is where he lives, but I don't see him. What do you want me to tell you?
I want you to tell me where he is.
Okay, well, I just told you. I don't know. So anyway, could you... And what's that knit cap? Do you try to retain heat? Like, what is your job in heaven? I'm interested to know, Randy. Like, could we sit down? Would you guys like to sit down and hang out? We have some nice rocks over here that we sit on. And we could sit down. I could talk to you. Maybe Phlegalos will come back. It's definitely possible because he wanders in and out all the time. Would that make you feel better if you stay for a little while and we could talk and just use time?
I know, you do a lot of talking, don't you?
Well, I could talk to the other, to Regina, and these other angels. Do you two speak?
No.
Okay, do you have some sort of voice weaponry or something?
You just glare.
Okay. Yeah, Randy, we could all sit down.
Okay, Jif, this is Regina. I think we should sit down and talk because I need some answers.
Well, I'm just so confused too, Regina. So what is it you're looking for? He made an unauthorized visit to heaven, huh?
Don't play dumb with us, Jif.
Oh, don't worry, Randy. I won't play dumb with you. I don't think that would work at all. You just, you'd brawny me right up, huh? Super, are you super absorbent, Randy? Is that why Megaria likes you so much? Jif, how do you know Megaria and Randy are in a relationship?
Well, I just, Phlegalos cries a lot, you know. He's a crier. Have you met Phlegalos yourself, Regina?
Phlegalos made an unauthorized entry to heaven, and we're still trying to figure out how he got there and why he was there.
Well, I could tell you why he's there. He's been trying to figure that out. And there's a lot of stuff, you know, I'm human, and I'm not sure, you know, I've been down here so long. I don't know. Could you fill me in? Am I still a human? How many hundreds of years have I been here?
But those are my things. I'm here to help you with your Phlegalos problem, which you should tell me more about. But, he's been trying to get back to heaven forever because he misses his, once the Furies left. You know, he was in love with Megaria, and I think she loved him.
She didn't love nobody.
Okay, Randy. So he loved her, and does she love you, Randy?
Nobody loves Randy. But she like, you know, we like spending time together.
Okay, Randy, how about me and Regina just talk, and you could just add asides, but I'm not going to respond. Is that okay?
I'm going to lean against this rock.
That's great, Randy. You look great, by the way. Leaning against that rock, you look even better. So anyway, Regina, I mean, after the Furies left, he was distraught. And, you know, he was big on skiffing. He was one of these people that got lucky, I guess, with the whole hell situation because he had a job and he liked his job. And then when we relocated, he's been an essential part of our team, but he is quirky. He's a quirky guy. And so, and they had some relationship. They had their ups and downs, of course. And how was everything working out with that? I loved it. You know, we did have him singing here. It was nice. That was one of the things. So we were also all crushed because it also, you know, even Medusa, she seemed to be like in a better mood. Her snakes seemed to, I am positive when she would sing, her snakes would purr.
Oh, Mr. Bessos, you're right. They do purr. That is one of the things they're known for.
Yeah, so you're saying he figured out a way into heaven. That's surprising because he must have, like I was saying, we've been here a while, but we still don't know there's like certain things we stumble upon down here. So maybe he found some sort of, I don't know, ephemeral, is there such thing as an ephemeral pool that would go straight to heaven from here?
We don't know, Mr. Bessos, but yes, he came into heaven. He tried to... talk to Megaria. He did talk to Megaria. He invited her to a play in a place called Bissos, the last vestige of your people on Earth. And then when we tried to apprehend him, he disappeared.
Okay, wait, I'm confused. So Skiffy, we call him Skiffy here, or Plate Glass, but Skiffy's a little bit better. So Skiffy went there and he invited them to a play because we don't have any play schedule. We're pretty bare bones team down here. And most employees are really going through a depression, you know, ever since we don't have any work and we've learned we're going to lose our jobs. You know, even the giants are lethargic. They just lie around all day. And have you ever seen sad horsemen or however you like to call them? or a cyclops. Have you seen a cyclops cry before? Probably. You're an angel. But everyone, and plus the temperature here, that's all people do is lie around now. So in some sense, I can't discourage things like phlegolosses, because it keeps him motivated and I need some help. So he's one of the few motivated workers, this love affair. And even though you took it away, he still has, I guess, some sense of something like hope, So he's an essential part of my team. He's actually the only member of my team. But play, we don't have any plays going unless it's somehow sneaking by me. What's the play about? What's a play in Bessos, in the city Bessos? And it's being put on by James Cashpenny and Richard Warren Sears. It's called, I think it's about sin. A play about sin, huh? Yeah, that's interesting. And he said James wrote the play. I wonder. But Richard R.W.'s in it or something, or has something to do with it. Yeah, what's the problem with the play? Could she just go to the play with Skiffy? I don't know how he would get there and get back, but... Or aren't you going to de-exist us all? So does it matter? Like, those guys went there. I'll be honest with you. Those guys went to Bessos to kind of... We were going to make one last pitch to heaven or to the Almighty or whatever and say, hey... Because we figured that was in a utopia, that all our information we were getting here, as you said, when you shut us down, we don't have any former human beings because of the survival state on Earth and then this utopia, no sinners, no hell is what you said. And then you said, well, we're going to get rid of everything because I think, was that because you're covering up because God's out of town? Mr. Bessos, I don't make all the decisions. I'm only on the council. So I'm not willing to say yes or no. But that's our current plan. Okay, so if you're going to get rid of it, what does it matter? Maybe you should just now let her go to the play. Are you going to wait till the play's over to de-exist everything? And could you just de-exist me? I'd prefer not to be in a mirror prison, especially if it's with Richard Warren or near him. Like, what if we get caught in the same orbit? Both are mirror prisons. You said that couldn't happen. And I definitely don't want to be in the same one, But I don't understand why that's a problem for you. So he went to invite her to a play. Why are you here asking after him? It doesn't seem like it would make a big difference at all. Mr. Bessos, it's because God's going to the play, man. Oh, thank you, Randy. Wait a second. God is going to the play. To the play that Richard Warren... So is it James's play or Richard Warren's play? I wasn't clear on that. You didn't answer me, Regina. We're not sure, Mr. Bessos. It says Richard Warren Sears and James Cashpenny is on there as well. We're not sure. But so God's going to attend the play? Well, that would complicate your plans to de-exist Earth, I guess. That's not good for you. Well, Mr. Bessos, we have a feeling this is just all made up. That we don't see why God would go to a play from vacation and, make it known. At the very least, it would be undercover. But we find this all highly suspect. Highly suspect. Well, it seems, I guess it would be, your first question would be, okay, is a play by Richard Warren Sears or James Cashpenny? That would give you, well, I guess at first glance, you'd say, well, it'd give you clarity. If it's Richard's, R.W.'s play, I know you're laughing. You angels, even you quiet angels are laughing. But let me tell you, after your first impression, I'd say either way, that would make sense to me that God would go. Because if Richard Warren Sears is putting on a play, you said it's about sin. What is it called? It's called A Case Against Sin. No, Randy. It's called Sinners on Trial. No, it's Sins on Trial. No, Randy, it's Trial. Trials of the Sinner. We don't know. Something like that. Huh. So you say it's a... So if R.W. was putting on the play, you think R.W. is doing some sort of insult to Gad, and then Gad's going to show up there, and that would make sense a little bit. Does Gad, because I don't know Gad, you know, or is it Almighty? I don't even know the terminology, but is it, let's just use that Gad, because it's easy. Can we agree on that term for right now?
Yes, Mr. Bezos, we can.
Well, I'd say, does Gad have a temper and a sense of humor?
Oh, yes, Mr. Bezos.
So I would say probably then Gad would be going to the play if Richard Warren was putting on, wouldn't you think so? If Gad had heard about it.
Oh, dear.
And then if James Cash Penny's putting on a play about sin, it sounds like it could be spectacular, you know. And I'm sure, you know, James... How did James Cash Penny end up in purgatory anyway, or whatever, what did you call it?
We're not at liberty to say, answer those questions, Mr. Bezos.
Mr. Bezos, are you in communication with James Cash Penny and Richard Warren Sears? No, not with James Cash Penny or Richard Warren Sears, no. Or Blake Glass. I'm just here doing my best. I'm still planning that they're going to save the day and uncover a den of iniquity or whatever, a hidden reservoir of sinners, and that we'll all find a compromise. But I think this is a wrinkle. I did not expect, I do a lot with data and data. And I've been thinking, you know, there's not a lot here anymore. But I said, geez, what would, you know, I've been trying to figure out this whole near utopia. And... we know you've been visiting the near utopia, Mr. Bezos, and that's another reason why we've thought about it, getting rid of all humanity. Was it, so are you getting rid of all humanity? Do you have any other planets that are, like, humanity-based?
We're not answering those questions, Mr. Bezos.
Wow, are you like a legal angel? Legal Eagles. Do you watch movies? There's a, Deborah Winger was in Legal Eagles once upon a time. No. What about the Melanie Griffith movie where she was a lawyer? You don't know. Okay. So it looks like you do, but I was saying you have a wrinkle because how are you going to do this de-exist? Are you going to try to de-exist? What if God shows up and he says, geez, where'd Earth go? Suitcase or how does, I don't know. And this is just an agreed upon term, right? Because my processing is different than yours. Clearly, you have an angel brain. But I would say maybe, I mean, here's the thing you might have going for you. If it's Richard Warren's play, who knows? Maybe God will get so irritated that, boom, shuts the lights out on humanity, comes back here, you know, before God returns to heaven. You know, de-exists everybody because of Richard Warren. You know, as long as James is really in, you know, because if James is there to say, shake hands or anything, that could be a problem for you. I mean, if you de-existed ahead of time, there's going to be a lot of questions. You were thinking, let me just, because I think a lot. So you were going to de-exist it and then God would return and you'd say, you just blame somebody or something, and then you say, well, sorry, God, this is a total screw-up on our ends. And some people would say, you have fall people picked out, right? Please tell me, is it Randy? Randy doesn't fall for anybody. Okay, Randy, don't worry about it, though. I mean, I could try to help you if you promise not to put me in a mirror prison. You know, I just don't like the idea of eternity floating through space. That's really, you know, I'm an introverted guy, but there's not really, I mean, I guess I could collect the data, but I'd be smushed between, you know, two pieces of glass or however you do it. And I guess in general, Zod proved that's a bad idea. They made him so grouchy. And the other two. So, I mean, maybe you should push back. What do you think about reopening? Do you have any data sets that say if there are, you're saying there's no sinners in Bezos? Or, you know, oh, you're not at liberty. That's right. Thanks, Regina.
Well, I mean, I could just, I think you should just, maybe you should hold off and see if this play, maybe send, I wouldn't send anybody to see the play because then God could catch you. I would just work it. I could help you with an apology letter or an apology presentation. Say, hey, we're sorry. And you could blame me as long as it's not a mirror prison for the hell. This was all, I could take full responsibility. I mean, we could blame Richard Warren, you know.
Well, but Mr. Bezos, I like how you're thinking.
Yeah, I mean, we could blame Richard Warren for some of it, and I could take some of the blame for listening to Richard Warren. You don't know if God would totally buy that, though. But, hey, Regina, check out the ground over there. There's writing appearing in it. Oh, no, that's not writing. That's just a dust devil, we call them here. Mr. Bezos, what is going on there? There's writing appearing in that dirt. Oh, no, that's dust devils. No, it's writing, man. It's saying, Dad, made contact. This is a message, Regina, from somewhere. I knew this gif was no good. Dad, made contact. RW is just like you said. Exclamation point, question mark, exclamation point, smiley face. What is this, some sort of interdimensional telegraph? It's not, don't bother with the dust devil, man. Everything's all set to, quote, catch, unquote, God, dot, dot, dot. People are even thinking angels are coming. Exclamation point. War. Dot, 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 question mark. You may have found a way to save us. Dot. James is as good as you said. And he fell right into our trap. Dot. God's next. Dot, dot, dot. Malik. Oh, man, Regina, you know what this means? They're going to... What are you doing, Jif? Well, nothing. That's just a message from somewhere. This just happens. It's some... Jif, we know you returned to Bezos, and we know you met someone, and they gave birth to a child named Malik. So what is your son saying? I think it's pretty clear, Regina. They're going to kidnap God and take God prisoner. And start a war with us angels or something. I don't think that makes any sense, though. Oh, here comes, there's Phlegalas too, Jif. Jeez, you got two strikes against you. It's a good thing we're already putting you in a mirror prison. He's yelling. So, Jif, what is really happening? I don't think he needs to talk anymore, Regina. He's tricking you. It's simple. They can put on the play to trick God to going there, and they're going to catch God. That doesn't really make any sense, so what would they do with it? How are they going to catch God? Well, God will do it. It's a test or something. I don't know. Well, then what should we do? We should go to war with these. We should go there. That, just like he said, war with the angels. I don't know. This is all so confusing. Well, I could help you. I don't think it's a war with... Oh, Blake Glass just dove right into the dirt. Hey, Jif, I covered the note for Malik. So it's too late for the plate glass. This is Megaria's boyfriend that you've already met.
Oh. You're even taller than I remember.
That's right, man. Okay, well, I don't know what to do. I think you. Oh, dear. Well, I guess I don't think they're at war with you. I don't think they're taking God prisoner. I think he's right. They couldn't do that. They could not do that. Regina, they may have already caught God, man. This is no good. Well, I think you're over it. Why don't you take Playglass and I, and we'll try to help you. Because I don't think we need a war. I think you're misinterpreting something here. Mr. Bezos, I think we may need your help. I need to return to heaven for... I don't know what to do. Well, that's what I'm saying. I can help you. I'm really good with... What kind of data sets do you have up there? Because I could really...
I could dig in. I could do a deep dive really fast. And I could try to come up with some, because I don't think war, I think that was a metaphorical word. I mean, Skiffy just fell into it. So it says, lol. So, no, let's just sit on it. Why don't we stay here? Oh, dear. I think, we'll work something out, okay? Well, hey, everyone, this is the narrator here. Seems like a little good time to take a break. It sounds like everyone needs a thinking break. And it looks like things have gotten a little complicated. But we'll see what happens next. Let's take a little breaky-poo. And we'll be back next week with another episode of Get Bezos. Thanks.
I guess you're doing these new kind of crayons. They're called personalized. You could like name a crayon after somebody, like their favorite color. So I want to thank all these people that... Jessica P., Elizabeth S., these are the PayPal crayon friend crayons. Casey B., Ava H., Harrison C., Denise J., Teresa H., Teresa R. These are all good crayons. Like, it sounds great. Alistair K., Armand P., Jody R., Alex K., a lot of good crayons here. Elisa S., Rachel B., Emma R., Candace H., John M. What a bunch of great, man, I love to draw with these crayons. Janet H., Michelle E., and Liberty J., and then some more over in this Patreon Crayon Club. Cameron D., Emily R., Carmen Crayon, that's a good one. Betsy F., Liberty T., David D., Jim M., KV, Lewin G., Catherine L., Farrelith G., David K., Diana L., thanks. These are great crayons. Man, what are they going to do with this with markers? Elaine S., Simone L., Becca P., Karen C., Rike, Oliver S., then we have a Twitter crayon collection here. I own Ran the Rosa. That's a complicated crayon. Illusionoid Nug crayons. Tung May. Yeah, that's another good crayon. Thorin N., that's a good one too. Dystopian, that's a perfect crayon. Bob K. Crayons. Elastic H, that's a good crayon too. Gary, Echo Textual Gary. Becco, Texas Beck. Audrey D. Crayons. Caroline S.'s birthday crayon. Human Kelly Crayons. Best Friends and Crayons. That's cool. They named their crayons after, you know, his friends. Allison, S to the W, thank you. These are good. Tanya, that's another good crayon. Andrea G., who's saying, check out this Texas Miracle podcast. You better get on it. Jane L. Crayon, that's a good one. It's a Phoenix crayon. Lee N., Photography Crayon and Kindness Crayon. Holy mackerel. Jelly Sock Crayon. Amy W. Crayon, Romelu Crayon, so nice. Maisie Crayon, that's another good one. Shout out to JK. Scott H. Crayon, good old Debbie M. Crayon, Akane Crayon. These are good crayons. Man, so kind. These are crayons of kindness. Hello, crayons, my old friends. Come to thanking you again. Kate L. Crayon, Jill R. to the M. to the Crayon, Kit S. Crayon, Dawn M. Crayon, Lynette N. Crayon, Sampler Rose and Brittany Crayons, and First Lady Michelle Obama Crayon, Christina Icy Crayon, Billy the Bilbo Crayon, Vero the Crayon,
Ben M. Crayon. 57, 68, 75 Crayon. Insomniac Dan the Crayon. It's kind of like my brother was Dan the Mechanical Man. FDT. That's another good Crayon name. And then what about this one? ZVA Crayon. The Mountain. Well, we don't know, you know. Oh, it's solid, the Mountain. Not the other Mountain. Gabriella DG Crayon. Renata Crayon. Ben B. the Crayon. Kim H. Crayon. Lauren S. Crayon, a.k.a. the Agent Cooper Crayon. Mary Beth the Crayon with a robot. Jonathan and the Truth and the Song Knots Crayon Collection. Lisa L.M. Crayon. Madison, her friend, the Crayon. Her buddy Jed, the Crayon, over at Man Afraid. Jenny P., she's got a Seltzer Crayon. Caterpillar B., that's another good Crayon. Lori S., a puppy Crayon. Kate L., a lovely Crayon. Amanda R., that's another great Crayon. Wandering Crayon. Hobie, the Otter Crayon. Who could be nicer? Lisa S. to the P. Crayon. Nadine the Crayon. Brenda A. Crayon. Marissa B. Crayon. Jason S. the Crayon that ran. Daily Cup is sweet. Laura M. Crayon. Sahil's Crayon. Little Pink Ninja Crayon. So I want to thank all the Crayons and say goodnight. Thank you.
All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now, I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. That's popping the all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, an all intro episode came out. And then we had March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all my feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 1254 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 1253, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, like, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do three seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelik. That's cool. That's something we're looking forward to doing. And, that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.